Well, lovely to see you all on this slightly chilly day, but at least it's a bit brighter now because the day's had a bit longer to get going. So there are a number of things going on around this time of year, and as you're all here on time, I assume you moved your clocks last night, either that or you've been here for just over an hour and it's nice for you to hang around. We return to Greenwich Mean Time on the 1st of November. Does anyone know what the 1st of November is this week? All Saints Day, that's right. When Christians remember saints and martyrs who've gone before us. And then on the 2nd of November, it is All Souls Day. Yes, lots going on this week to remember others who've passed away. Of course, a lot of people celebrate All Hallows Eve on Wednesday, which we know as Halloween. And you'll see the shops are absolutely full of stuff. It's become more and more commercial as the years have gone on. But that's not really a Christian festival or celebration. And of course, on the 5th of November, I'm really going ahead now because we seem to have a whole week of things going on. What do we remember then? Guy Fawkes, yes. The foiled attempt to blow up Parliament. Maybe a bit of a strange thing to celebrate, but that's also marked by lots of fireworks and things going on, bonfires and that kind of thing. So back to this morning, and who spent their extra hour in bed? Anybody? Oh, good. I'm really pleased about that. That's really good. I assume others of you were doing other things. Perhaps you got up, like I did, about 6:30, when I might have laid in till 7:30. I got up at 6:30 and had various bits and pieces to do, but it was quite nice. It was a very leisurely morning rather than a bit more rushed as it is on a Sunday morning. Time can be a very strange thing, I'm sure you'll have found over the years. Sometimes time goes really, really quickly, doesn't it? You're absorbed in something, you're enjoying something, and an hour's gone, just instantly. Sometimes when I'm really busy at work and I'm concentrating and I'm trying to get things done, trying to cross things off my list, I'll look up and an hour or two has gone past and I can't believe it's nearly lunchtime or it's nearly time to go home, which is a really good thing, isn't it? Other times when we're not enjoying something or when we're bored, oh my goodness, a minute can seem like an hour. When I'm on the treadmill at the gym, that is when time seems to just go really, really slowly. And I'm thinking, I'm only doing about 10 minutes here and it's taking 30 minutes, or that's what it feels like. Back in the mid-19th century, you may have heard this, time was kind of set locally up and down the country. And I should suspect it was like this throughout the world. So there wasn't a set time. And when the railways came about, this was no good. Trains would turn up at various towns and the clocks wouldn't say what the driver's watch said, and it was all a bit haphazard. So that's when time had to be kind of made more uniform throughout the country, everyone's clocks and watches set to all the same time, so that when you turned up at your train station, you knew when the train was going to arrive, when it was going to leave, you know, you could organise yourself better. And the clocks at the Greenwich Observatory, we call it Greenwich Mean Time, stay on GMT all throughout the year. They don't change in British summertime. King Solomon in the Old Testament wrote a passage about time and about how we have different seasons in our life and throughout the year. And we're going to look at that now in Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 to 8.
A time for everything. Everything that happens in this world happens at the time God chooses. He sets the time for birth and the time for death, the time for planting and the time for pulling up, the time for killing and the time for healing, the time for tearing down and the time for building. He sets the time for sorrow and the time for joy, the time for mourning and the time for dancing, the time for making love and the time for not making love, the time for kissing and the time for not kissing. He sets the time for finding and the time for losing, the time for saving and the time for throwing away, the time for tearing and the time for mending, the time for silence and the time for talk. He sets the time for love and the time to hate, the time for war and the time for peace.
Thank you. When Solomon wrote this, he was saying that God has a plan for each of our lives and that things don't stay the same. We must move on. It's not always summer. It's not always winter. We have to rest as well as work. There are times to keep quiet and times to speak up. We celebrate birth, but we also remember those who have departed this life. Life's not always easy, and we'll be thinking more about this after our next reading. But the hard times can help us appreciate the good times.